So, if you will repeat after me, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I have eyes that see.
I have eyes that see.
I have ears that work.
I have ears that work.
They really hear.
They really hear.
And my heart does perceive.
And my heart does perceive.
You're talking to me.
Amen. Amen.
So I want to take you to the book of Daniel this afternoon or this evening. And I'm using the Amplified. Now, this may sound a little bit weird, but the book of Daniel and I have a lot to go back with. Because when I was in my late 20s is when I started to read the Bible for the first time. And my son and I would study two books of the Bible out of a huge Catholic acceptable Bible. And the two books were Daniel and Revelation. Why Daniel and Revelation? I don't know why. It's just that was the focus. So Daniel has been a part of my life for a long time, and Gary, of course, was the one that was nosy, so we both sat together on a Sunday afternoon and studied together. By the way, I did report to him that he had been laughing when I talked to him this week, so he said thank you.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Thank you.
I want to take you to chapter 12 because John's word yesterday prompted a memory, and I shared it with him after he shared that word with you. He shared it with me, and all I could see was Wade Taylor in the fall of 2009. I was with him at Pastor Jay's church when he made the announcement. The transition has come or has begun. What he was actually saying was we had the beginnings of the kingdom age. Now, when I heard that, it took a while for me to start to digest what it means. But now, of course, we've got roughly 10 years of experience of walking in that. And if you listen to the men and women that teach about the end of the age, they don't talk about the beginning of the new age. Okay? They kind of keep that to themselves or refuse because it doesn't sell any books. But the fear tactics of the end of the age sells a lot of books. I should have heard an amen.
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 And they make plenty of money. So why change the subject when you're filling your pocket or your bank account? That's one of the reasons why I believe Daniel wrote chapter 12. He says, and at that time, verse 1, of the end. Yes, it's the end of one age, but it's the beginning of a new. Michael shall arise, the great angelic prince who defends and has charge of your people, Daniel's people. And there shall be a time of trouble, a time or a season. All right? Straitness and distress such as never was since there was a nation till that time. But at that time your people shall be delivered. Say, I will be delivered.
I will be delivered.
Everyone whose name shall be found written in the book of God's plan for his own.
Amen.
Amplification. For his own. He doesn't say they're going to get destroyed, does he?
No.
Okay. He's got a plan for you. Amen?
Amen.
Say, he's got a plan for me.
Yes,
he's got a plan for me.
It's not to destroy me.
It's not to destroy me.
It's to protect me.
It's to protect me.
And to prepare a place.
And to prepare a place.
Of safety.
Of safety.
For mine.
For mine.
See, in the book of Acts, chapter 16, he says, salvation came to the jailer and his whole family. Yes?
Yes.
When there was a time of trouble with Moses, everyone that went in the house and took part of the communion were what?
Saved.
They were saved. Even if they were Egyptians. Amen?
Amen.
So what does he do? Does he do something new again? No. He has made enough evidence for us to wake up and stop being afraid. And I mean business.
Amen.
Stop being afraid. Stop bowing to fear. Oh, the end of the age is coming. What am I going to do? Beam me up, Scotty. Baloney. Don't beam me up. Keep me here to save those that are needing salvation and they won't understand, but you will.
Amen.
You are being prepared. Oh boy, here we go, Lord. Verse 2. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt and abhorrence. Now the second part is not for you. The first part is for us. When my past experiences of driving by the cemetery in Three Rivers where my dad and my mom and their bodies are, when mom went home, it wasn't quite the same. There was no war going on inside of me. But when my dad passed, there was an incredible war. And I remember Holy Spirit saying to me a few weeks after, where my emotions were starting to function again, I want you to go to the cemetery, Kim, and bring your Bible. Well, I didn't want to remember the moment. I didn't want to relive the crying session. So when I parked next to the section where his body had been laid to rest, I got my Bible in my lap, and I said, Lord, I really don't want to climb this little mountain here. I really don't. I don't want to go up there. Could we do this from down here? And he said, no. So I walked up, held my Bible. I can't remember the particular chapter, I believe it was in Corinthians, but it talks about the resurrection. And I began to weep. I couldn't stop crying because it says, many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life. You see, I believe we're going to taste that. I don't believe I'm going home before my dad comes out of that grave. Because he showed me that that was his plan. But that was in 88. Excuse me, 89. It was in June, Father's Day. Believe it or not, he went home on Father's Day of 89, June 16th, my brother's birthday. You know, when you are done crying, when you lose someone, God somehow adjusts on the inside whatever needs to be adjusted so that you can keep on going. But you see, are you prepared for the day that you decide when the anointing comes upon you to go up and then begin to pray in that space where their body has been laid? Am I stretching you tonight? I pray that you realize that this word is not written for anybody. It's written for you and me. Because we are entering that age. Are we there yet? I don't know. We're not maybe there. But I can tell you this. When Jesus was born in the earth, there were two that had been prepared, and they were very old, both of them. And they lifted up that baby, and one of them said, I believe it was Ananias?
Simeon.
Simeon and Anna, right?
Yeah, Simeon and Anna, yeah.
Simeon. So Simeon picks up that baby, and then he says this incredible word, now you can take me home. I've seen. Salvation. That was the close of an age, but it was the beginning of another.
That's right.
Yes? Yeah. Check the similitude. Check in your own heart. Is it possible that I'm living at the beginning of a new? And it's forming. And the angels of God are on the job. Have you any idea what it's going to be like when those first few come out of the grave? What do you think it's going to be? I can just see Main Street USA going nuts. What happens to CNN?
Down the tubes.
Huh?
Down the tubes.
But you understand where I'm coming from. These crazy people that we never believed in have got a clue. I'm knowing now that they had some truth and we couldn't hear. But now we're hearing and we're seeing.
But yeah. Those will be hiding in the rocks and the caves already.
They will be definitely hiding in the rocks and caves. Because you see, the fear of the reality of a God that can raise the dead out of the grave after 30 years, 50 years, 100 years, 200 years. I don't know what the numbers are, but I can tell you this. I don't believe he's going to empty the cemeteries. But I do believe that those who have faith will be able to stand there and do whatever God tells them to do. And when he does it, that's going to be up to him. Verse 3. And the teachers of those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament. And those who turn many to righteousness, to uprightness and right standing with God shall give forth light like the stars forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, that's your future. That kind of future will bring persecution. Because everywhere you go, some will be very excited, but others will say, get away from me.
Absolutely.
Have you come to torment me before my time? The way Jesus was treated is the way your future will look. But the end result will be different. You will not be crucified. Because they won't be able to grab a hold of you. You'll be the untouchables of the future. And you'll be able to slip in between and slide away from their plan. And you'll be hidden away in safe places for his glory. Because he has prepared you to be born in such a time as this. Go ahead.
When you read verse 3, I heard in the spirit that some in the room were saying, but I'm not a teacher.
Repeat that one more time, please.
When you read verse 3, and the teachers and those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament.
Yep.
And those who turn many to righteousness, to uprightness and right standing with God, shall give forth light like the stars forever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard in the spirit that some people in the room were saying, but I'm not a teacher.
but I'm not a teacher.
And what I heard in response was, when there's a need for light, all that know the truth shall teach.
Correct. You can cancel your future by disagreeing with God's opinion because you look at yourself with natural eyes and you hear the word with natural ears. You're going to have to stretch and get into the realm of the Spirit and say, okay, God, I hear these words. Can I be a teacher by my example? Can I teach by my life?
And you can teach because the teacher abides in you.
Yes, the Holy Spirit is the teacher who definitely is very alive in you. Amen. And you can teach by your responses when people are ugly. Jesus became an irritation. So will you. To those that have their own agenda, you will be an irritation. That may not sound like a good future, but I guarantee you that this word will not return void tonight. So I'm going to ask you to do something. I'm going to ask you to put your right hand over your heart and say, any form of rejection,
any form of rejection
coming out of my soul,
coming out of my soul,
that's my mind, my will, and my emotions,
I cancel those lies
that are trying to keep me down
or keep me from believing
that my papa has a plan,
and it will manifest.
It will manifest on time, and the glory will go to Jesus.
As I obey.
And when I obey,
even if the persecution comes,
I will be safe and protected.
I will be safe and protected.
Because he's prepared me ahead. Didn't he feed thousands and thousands? In the desert for 40 years? How did he feed them? Can he bring manna again?
Yes.
Woo-hoo, really? Could it be so difficult for him to rain down manna one more time?
No.
So stop thinking about your tummy. Yeah, you say, oh, that's funny. No, it's not. He rained down quail till they all got sick. Can he do it again?
Yes.
Will you have persecution? Absolutely. From the church, the most, yes. That's where you're going to get persecuted, the church.
That's right.
Because you see, they're living in the last days and you're living in the beginning of the kingdom.
That's right.
And that word was very precious, my brother. Thank you. Say, Father,
Father,
I have heard.
I have heard.
It's in my heart.
In my heart.
Holy Spirit.
Confirm.
Two, three times if you have to.
A
couple of dozen times if I'm stubborn.
In
Jesus' name.
Jesus. Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.